It is 4:17, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it's Throwback Thursday
today. Yes, it is. Yeah.
And our throwback year this week is 1979.
1979, yeah.
Yes, and that is the year that Pink Floyd released their album, The Wall.
The Wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the biggest selling albums of all time.
That's a monster.
Yeah. So The Wall was the 11th studio album by Pink Floyd, released on November 30th, 1979. It is a rock opera about a character named Pink, a jaded rock star who constructs a psychological wall of social isolation.
Oh, okay.
The album was a commercial success, topping the U.S. charts for 15 weeks and reaching number 3 in the U.K.
Wow.
It initially received mixed reviews from critics, many of whom found it overblown and pretentious. But later it received...
Some people find the critics overblown and pretentious.
That's true.
I mean...
That's very true.
If we're going to start calling names.
Good point.
Thank you.
But later it received accolades as one of the greatest albums of all time.
Wow, that's a change.
So the band's bassist, Roger Waters, conceived The Wall during Pink Floyd's 1977 In the Flesh tour, and he modeled the character of Pink after himself and the band's former frontman, Syd Barrett. Waters despised that tour experience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, did not have a good time.
Oh.
Feeling the audience was not listening and that many were too far away to actually see the band. He said it became a social event rather than a more controlled and ordinary relationship between musicians and an audience. Some members of the audience set off firecrackers at one of the concerts, leading Waters to stop playing and scold them.
Oh, I was going to say, could you imagine if they stopped the show and you're not listening to what we're doing here?
Yeah, it's kind of what he did. Yeah. That's,
well, you see artists doing that a lot more these days.
Right. Right. On July 6, 1977, the final date at the Montreal Olympic Stadium, a group of noisy and excited fans near the stage irritated Roger Waters so much that he spat on one of them.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So not a great time for
no.
him.
No.
In July of 1978, amid a financial crisis caused by negligent investments, Waters presented two ideas for Pink Floyd's next album. The first was a 90-minute demo with the working title Bricks in the Wall. The other later became his first solo album. Recording spanned from December of 1978 to November of 1979. The Wall was the last album to feature Pink Floyd as a quartet. The keyboardist, Richard Wright, was fired by Waters during production, but stayed on as a salaried musician.
Oh. That's,
yep. So you're not in the band anymore, but you can still play.
Was it awkward?
I would imagine.
Were there awkward moments?
I would think so. When the completed album was played for an assembled group of executives at Columbia Records headquarters in California, several were reportedly unimpressed by what they heard, but the record company's concerns were alleviated when Another Brick in the Wall Part 2 reached number 1 in the UK, US, Norway, Portugal, West Germany, and South Africa.
Jeez.
The album was certified platinum in the UK in December of 1979 and platinum in the US 3 months later.
Wow.
From 1980 to 1981, Pink Floyd performed the full album on a tour that featured elaborate theatrical effects. As the band played, a 40-foot wall of cardboard bricks was gradually built between them and the audience, and several characters from the album were also became giant inflatables.
Oh, they just became them.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was like a magic trick.
Sort of. In 1982, The Wall was adapted into a feature film for which Waters wrote the screenplay.
Wow.
So the album sold over a million copies in its first 2 months of sales. In 1999, it was certified 23 times platinum.
Wow.
And it's tied for sixth most certified album by the RIAA, with 23 million certified units sold in the U.S.
That's huge.
The Wall is one of the best-known concept albums, with over 30 million copies sold. It's the second best-selling album in the band's catalog, behind Dark Side of the Moon, the best-selling double album of all time, and it's one of the best-selling albums of all time, just overall.
My goodness me.
From 2010 to 2013, Waters staged a new Wall live tour that became one of the highest-grossing tours by a solo musician, but that has since been eclipsed by Taylor Swift.
She's
number one.
I just assume she's eclipsed everybody's records.
Pretty
and everything.
Much, yeah. She's
the one.
But
okay.
For a time, it was a... Pink Floyd, Roger Waters.
All right, fair enough. You picked out a record to go along with the Pink Floyd, did you, Sarah?
Yes, so we're going
to
play a song from the album. We're going to play Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2.
Part 2, we'll do it. Yeah. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, there it is, Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2. 2 of 3, actually. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about The Wall by Pink Floyd, which that song is on.
Right.
And that album was released in 1979. And that's our Throwback Thursday year.
Sure is. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Roger Waters conceived The Wall while Pink Floyd was on tour in 1977.
It was the last album to feature Pink Floyd as a quartet.
And it's the best-selling double album of all time.
There it is. Now, is that only because Taylor Swift doesn't have a double album out
probably.
Yet?
If and when she does.
How does she not have a double? Didn't she just drop like 40 songs or 36 songs or whatever it was? You don't know. Mm. It's okay. That's fine.
Not a Swiftie.
I'm not either. I just kind of, you hear these things.
Yeah.
You hear word on the street, Sarah. Word on the street.
Right.
Folks want to learn more about Pink Floyd
The
Wall album. What do they go, Sarah? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
There it is. You know what? You did it. You did. I say I was calling it out because
yes.
We did California Sea Lions on Monday. We did New Orleans on Tuesday. Wednesday, we did Swiss Army Knife. Every one of those has some sort of geographic reference in the name. And I thought for sure you were inadvertently going to do it again today.
Nope.
You did not.
Nope.
So. Anyway, there it is. Well, thank you, Sarah. Back tomorrow, 4:10, a fresh episode for Friday.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. Be here for that. Herman's Hermits coming up. We'll do Cheryl Lynn and your request for the legendary Drive at 5, 222-4000 by phone and by text.
Chronic pain doesn't have to be part of your daily life.